Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon Delight.
All right, how about hour number three on a Friday? You can feel the energy whether you're in Dallas or Austin or wherever you are around the world because Texas is about to get ready to play Oklahoma. It is our annual roundtable. Just sitting around talking about the game. Brad Kellner is here. Rod Babers is here. Aaron Hogan is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Kevin Dunn is back in studio in Austin holding down the fort, and we are definitely talking about the 115th edition of Texas and Oklahoma. Also, we're going to talk about some of the other big college and pro games around the country. Real quick, let's give some love to Twin Peaks. We're here in Addison, the Addison area of Dallas, 5260 Beltline Road. We've already covered all that. We're in the cigar room of the Twin Peaks. So if you want to come check us out in the cigar room, you can. You can also sit outside of the cigar room. They got a lot of great TV screens around here. And, of course, NLCS Game 1 will get cranked up tonight at just after 7 o'clock with Washington and St. Louis. Plus, you got some college football tonight. So a lot of stuff going on around here. Obviously, the game getting ready for tomorrow, 11 o'clock kick. We fire up the pregame at 7. We'll be over at the Texas X's tent once again. If you're back in Austin, it is the Link location of Pluckers. Get out there for the watch party. Bring a friend in a truck because you could win a TV. Thanks to AV Consultations, as always, for that. 55-inch TV. Imagine Texas beats OU, you win a television. That could happen to you tomorrow. Wow. Come on now.
Talk about life. That's good stuff. That's life-altering stuff right there.
Good stuff. Plus, tickets to the Kansas game going to be available at
halftime
as well.
Yeah, that's life-altering stuff
baby. Right there. Texas facing a national championship.
What about next year's game in Lawrence? You can be one of 500 people at the game?
Are you guys going to invite Snoop Dogg to the football games? That's what I want to know.
They had Rick Ross at the spring football game.
That's what I'm talking about,
year.
Man. I want to see women on the pole.
KU's a football school now, baby. We're done with basketball. We're on the football.
What a great hunk of cred for Snoop Dogg. I'm sure he loved that. I don't know if he planned it, but as soon as they flipped out, I bet he thought, thank you. I haven't been dangerous to anyone in years.
How do they? That's a great point. Ever since he started working with Martha Stewart, he lost street cred.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, you on trial for murder, and now you're doing a show with Martha Stewart? No street cred.
He's a game show host now and all that.
That's why he's like, rock, chalk, MFA. I'm on it.
I bet he leaned over to Bill Self after it was all done and said, can y'all please get mad at me for tonight? make me edgy again, please.
He was edgy.
Nobody thinks I'm edgy anymore.
I think they said they had money cannons they shot into the stands of the recruits world. Like, that's got to be a violation.
It's fake money.
Fake money? Oh, okay.
Yeah, all the monies were like $100,000 bills that had Snoop Dogg's face on it.
Nice.
That's what he was shooting out into the stands.
And the Adidas logo.
He was donned in all Adidas gear. The pole dancers.
Was he smoking a joint? That's
those were aerial acrobatic dancers.
It was the best middle finger you could possibly give to the NCAA when you're under NCAA investigation.
You sign up for Snoop Dogg, and then you get upset that Snoop Dogg showed up.
Yeah.
That makes no sense in the world to me. Crazy. All right, before we're going to hear from Kevin here in just a second. Also coming up after the Big Three, we're going to get Kevin's official pick on Texas and Oklahoma. Let's roll around here. Is anybody ready to throw out their official pick on the Red River Shootout? Anybody ready to do it?
I've been giving it for a week now.
What you got?
Texas wins.
Okay.
Probably 38-34, something like that.
Okay.
They have the advantage in the trenches for the first time in a long time. I think Texas has a better O-line and the better D-line. I can't remember the last time I said that, honestly.
Ooh, yeah. Better meat and potatoes?
I think quarterback is a push. Even if Jalen Hurts performs at his highest level, I don't think he's going to outperform Sam Ehlinger. Like, I think even when Joe Burrow outperformed Sam, it was, like, minuscule. Like, it wasn't that much. You know what I mean? Sam still held his own. I think those guys are a push. The game is won at the line of scrimmage. And also how – it basically will come down to how well Texas can pressure Jalen Hurts before he can exploit those really young corners.
Yeah.
And whoever the chess match there, I think Texas wins that chess match. But it's going to be – I think it's going to be a really tight ball game.
Brad, you got a pick?
I'm saving my pick for tomorrow.
I need one more night to sleep on it. I
don't want Texas fans to hate me right now.
That's so okay. That's okay. Fair enough. You know. Oh, that's a lean, Lee Corso.
We're leaning.
He's leaning. Aaron, do you have your pick yet?
You could have recorded what Rod said, and I agree. I think it's a lower scoring game than some believe. So I'm making three bets on this game tomorrow.
Whoa. Whoa.
Texas plus 10 or 11, whatever it is.
I'm you like that.
That's I'm going to take Texas on the money line, and I'm going to take under 75.5.
Wow. Oh, he likes the easy money.
Oh, I like the first one, though. That's easy money. Texas definitely will keep it within 10.
At that number, at the 75, I would also agree with you. For some reason, I've had 41-31 in my head this week, and I agree with you on the meat and potatoes, the guts of this game. I just need to see it with my eyeballs from Oklahoma overall. I think it's a shootout. I think Oklahoma's into the 30s, but I think Texas will find their way into the 40s. I'm going to go 41-31 Texas.
Well, nice. I do think – look, again, we've talked about this offensive line. I mean, if you're taking two tackles off the field, you're moving guards to tackle and putting in two new guards. Okay, so you're totally shuffling your line in the biggest game of the year.
Sixth combo in six games.
Yes.
Wow, and it's that's a good stat.
Right. So if that's what you're doing, Lincoln Riley's smart enough. The first quarter is going to be kind of a feeling out process. You're not going to come out blazing, in my opinion. You got to figure out what this looks like with this offensive line.
If they can block Texas, basically.
Yeah, before you even start, you know, you're going to, again, kind of easing into a boxing match a little bit.
Yep.
So I think that brings the score down. And I do think Oklahoma's defense is better than it's been. You know, we saw West Virginia last week stop Texas on five consecutive drives coming out of half. I think Texas can be slowed down. So that's why I like the under. I think in the end, Texas is the more physically tough team in the trenches, as Rod said. I think the fourth quarter, unlike the Big 12 title game in December, will go to Texas. So they'll win, cover, and it goes under.
All right, we'll get some more picks on other games coming up here in just a second. Right now, let's go back to the studio. And once again, Kevin's going to tell you a little bit about Spectrum.
Yeah, if you're a small business owner, you should take a closer look at your phone bill. I bet you're going to find a bunch of hidden fees and sneaky charges that you don't realize you are paying for every month. That's because a phone company charges you for things like gross receipt surcharge, cost assessment charge, excess recovery charge, administrative expense fee. I mean, ridiculous things like that. Stop paying for that. Switch to Spectrum Business. You know their internet is the best in Austin, and now you can get their best price ever on business phone, just $19.99 when bundled with internet. No added phone taxes, no hidden fees. That's right, no hidden fees, no facility relocation cost recovery fee. None of that stuff. You can save anywhere from $7 to $40, and that's per line, and that's every month. All you got to do is give them a call. Switch to Spectrum Business, 844-957-0787. That's 844-957-0787. Switch to Spectrum Business today. Chadwick?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Chadwick. Did he drop the Chadwick?
Chadwick.
Is that your real name?
He doesn't like that.
We are in Addison.
It is not. That is true.
That is an Addison.
That is an Addison thing.
Maybe Highland Park. That is
Chadwick. Chadwick.
Yes. Here in Addison,
Chadwick.
Texas.
Yes. It's not a Wick. It's not a Lee. It's not anything. It's just Chad.
Chad?
It's just a Chad.
Oh, I didn't know
you
that.
You say that like that's a good thing.
No, it's
like
trust
just
me,
being
it's not.
Chad isn't a whole lot better than being Chad.
No.
That's coming from a Brad, and that's not very good either.
No, it's actually worse. My parents went, they didn't just go boring. They went boring with no ideas on it. They just went straight boring.
I will say Pimp C, famous rapper, late great Pimp C, was from UGK, is a Chad. Pimp
right.
C.
Right. That's
C
why.
And he went by?
Pimp C.
There you go. So, not Chad.
As a black rapper, you cannot go by Chad.
No. You're
not going to make it in the hood.
Right? It could be Lil Chad.
Lil Chad. Big Chad.
If I could have just called myself Pimp C since like age 5, I'd be a lot cooler than I am right now.
I've always
now.
Thought Rod, guaranteed. You know, because we got Chad, Brad, and Rod, you know, real quick. You're Roderick, right?
So I am a Roderick.
I would have gone Roderick.
No, what?
Roderick.
And all the Davis. Teachers that I ever had that didn't know my name were like, Roderick? I'm like, who do you know? I mean, just because black people like to have challenging names doesn't mean every one of them is challenging. I am just Roderick, not Roderick.
That is awesome. All right, let's go around
I like
here.
R O apostrophe Derek. Roderick.
We'll hit some quick picks here.
I probably would have been a better football player with that name though. Roderick.
Oh. Yeah. Chad would have liked your name better.
Somebody asked us about the other Big 12 games. Texas Tech at Baylor. We all passed the stadium today, unless you took a weird route. That game is tomorrow at 3:00. Baylor at 5-0. You guys buying Baylor to keep it going?
I'm buying Baylor, man. I love Matt Rhule. You guys know I have a man crush on Matt Rhule. I think he's phenomenal as a coach. They do have some weapons on the outside. Charlie Brewer's playing better. They got, you know, they're pretty physical on that. Was it Lynch, the defensive lineman for them, was one of the better D linemen in the Big 12. Mm-hmm. I actually think Baylor. Not they're legit. But remember our big discussion? Who's the third best team in the Big 12?
Sure.
Who's the third best team? We thought it was Oklahoma State. Turns out, may not be. We thought it was Iowa State. Turns out, may not be. It may be Baylor.
Yeah.
They're in that discussion. That's the crazy part about
it.
Is it Baylor for you right now?
It's crazy how far they've come in the Matt Rhule era. I mean, they were losing games to Liberty in year one under Matt Rhule. They were 1-11 in his first year in Waco. And year three, they're 5-0. They're ranked in the top 25. And, yeah, they're right in the conversation for the third-best team in the conference. They're playing pretty well. And I think they'll beat Texas Tech tomorrow. The line's about 11. I'm not sure they're going to cover that.
Yeah.
Tech looked pretty good last week in their dismantling of Oklahoma State. And I think Baylor could be due for a little bit of a letdown. But I don't think they're going to lose this football game tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, guys, everybody is so set on tomorrow's Texas OU game being the first of two matchups between the Longhorns and the Sooners. Mm-hmm. Do not forget Baylor hosts Texas and Oklahoma in back-to-back weeks later in the season. They get both of those games at home. So if there is a third team that could play spoiler to a Texas OU Part 2, it could be the guys in Waco.
The Red River Shootout goes to Waco tour
That's
over
crazy.
2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Aaron, what do you think?
Hope they get that construction done before.
Yeah, right.
Good night. You know what? I like Baylor, but I think Texas – look, here. Go back to the Oklahoma game. I can't remember the guy's name, but the kid's name, but Matt Wells started the Rice transfer in that game at Oklahoma, and he was not ready to play. He was a disaster for the first quarter and plus, and they found themselves in a deep hole, and then Jet Duffy came in, and that's not a good spot to put a backup in. He played great last week. He played really great, and I give Matt Wells credit because that game against Oklahoma State, that was the most physical Tech team I've seen in a long time. They redirected the line of scrimmage. They were really good up front on both sides. So can they take that to Waco? I don't know. And as BK said, keep it inside the line. The Matt Rhule credit is the defense. You know, he's an old-school linebacker. Mm-hmm. Penn State was at Temple, built that into a rough, tough defensive team, and that's what they're doing, you know, in the Big 12. He's taking it to defense. They really choked out K-State last week, and they know that Charlie Brewer's not going to make a lot of mistakes, and just keep them moving and keep field position right. I like him. They lost their left tackle. He's going to be out for 4-6, which is big. He was their best offensive lineman, so we'll see if Tech can exploit that. But props to both of those coaches.
Also tomorrow, Iowa State's at West Virginia. Both of those teams are 3-2. Obviously, Texas just went to West Virginia, and Iowa State still on the schedule for the Longhorns. So maybe you check that one out if you're you're scouting stuff as a Longhorn fan. Let's expand out to an SEC game, guys. How about Florida and LSU? Do you buy Florida enough that you think they can go to Death Valley and do what they did to Auburn to LSU?
I did pick Florida last week because I thought Florida could beat Auburn with the young quarterback, but I think Florida's defense is better than people think. But LSU, I think most Longhorn fans are rooting for LSU at this point. The better
especially
LSU is.
Especially after Oklahoma State loss.
Yeah, it makes you look better.
Yeah.
I think LSU is going to beat Florida, and I think they actually, you know, may win comfortably. I think that LSU offense is, and Joe Burrow right now might be the best quarterback in the country. So, yeah, I think it's a real deal.
Do Texas fans need to root for LSU?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah, they have to.
Because, I mean, it's
if they lose to Oklahoma tomorrow, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's a good point.
If Texas is still competing for a spot in the playoff, you want all teams that are competing for a spot in the playoff to lose two games, do you not? Like right now, if LSU had one loss at the end of the year and Texas had one loss at the end of the year, then LSU is getting in. So I want LSU.
That would be the SEC's.
Right. You may need them to lose at some point. I don't think it's tomorrow. They don't need to lose to
Florida. Well, you need them to lose twice. And this is one of their more losable games, is it not?
I don't understand why they have to lose twice.
I don't think Texas is going to be in the Final Four conversation. But
getting into the Final Four, why would they have to lose twice for Texas game? Why can't they just win the SEC, get in, and then Texas get in on their own merit in the Big 12?
Well, that could happen too.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to eliminate as many other potential contenders as you possibly can. That's where I'm going.
I think Longhorn fans are looking at best case scenario.
Okay.
LSU wins out, beats Bama, beats everybody. They're better than everybody thought they was. Why they came to Texas and beat Texas, because they are actually national championship worthy. And Texas is still on a bottom tier, but they are lower than them, but they're still in that championship conversation. I think it's optimistic.
I got you. Okay. Right. Well, you know I can't be optimistic. That's not something I'm capable of.
That's why Longhorn fans are rooting for LSU.
You know, Florida beat LSU last year. That game was at the Swamp, and this is a very different LSU team. I mean, the line is crazy. It's 13.5 right now. And I view this game kind of similarly to Georgia-Notre Dame a couple of weeks ago, not in terms of like playing styles or anything like that, but just in terms of, okay, the two teams seem way more evenly matched for the line to be as big as it is. And Notre Dame covered the line. They made things pretty interesting for a while in Athens. I think that's going to happen tomorrow. I think LSU's going to win. I don't think this is going to be down to the final minute type of win, but I don't think they're going to cover that 13.5.
Speaking of Notre Dame, Aaron, USC at Notre Dame, one of the classic rivalries in all the country. That Notre Dame defense looks nasty right now. Do you think the offense is good enough to make them a good complete team and they keep rolling here as a top 10?
I think they'll beat USC. Can I pick LSU first?
Yeah, sure.
I like LSU, and I like them to cover. I think night game on the road. And Kyle Trask is gimpy. He's not going to be 100%. He's going to play, but remember he got hurt in the Auburn game, came back in. So his legs are going to be a little bit limited. Plus, LSU gets three key defensive starters back, including Michael Divinity, the linebacker. And as we know,
He's going to be on the ground for four separate plays in that game tomorrow, like he was against
he'll
Texas,
cramp up.
Right?
He'll cramp up. No, their air conditioners will work in that.
Yes.
And they may not need them because it's cooled off a little bit. But
Sniper.
I just think LSU, that offense, is going to score a lot of points. I don't know that Florida will close for a while, but stretch it out late. Yeah. As for Notre Dame, I just don't think Ian Book's big time. I think Ian Book's a nice player.
I agree with that.
He's good enough to beat USC in this spot, but right. To be considered a Final Four team, they may have beaten Georgia if Ian Book could have made some throws and made some big-time throws. They're that good everywhere else. But, you know, this is what separates a Justin Fields at Ohio State or a Tua at Alabama. Those top teams, Joe Burrow, they have a signal, Jalen Hurts, Sam Ellinger, they have a signal caller that's dynamic and can make huge plays against really good teams. I don't think Ian Book is that. I think he's just okay.
Yeah, they better block for Matt Fink. I know that. That Notre Dame front is nasty good,
is
man.
Nasty.
All right, so, Rod, USC, Notre Dame, you agree Notre Dame wins?
I agree Notre Dame wins.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other game, let's just be realistic here. Does A&M cover against Bama?
Well, you tell us, Aggie
What's the line?
17.
Oh, I'd say no. It's 16.5. I think Alabama wins big.
No. Yeah.
Well, I'll ask you, Chad. You've watched more Aggie football than anybody. If they're going to cover, what needs to happen?
They have to figure out a way to run the ball in some way. I don't think they have one running back that belongs in the SEC until they got to start running Mond. Fisher loves the 12 personnel sets. He loves 12 and 13. He loves tight ends. He loves them, but they're babies. And they finally, against Arkansas, started running Mond out of that set and passing out of that set. If they can do that and loosen it up a little bit, maybe. They've got to find some kind of running game. But I don't know what they do well offensively. Mond is in some kind of weird funk, and what I thought was their strength, him and the receivers, doesn't feel like a strength. I think they get beat by three full touchdowns.
And I think I like the over here. I think they will score some points, but I think Alabama will roll
and
it up too.
Here's another guy to watch. Give you a number. 26. His name is Damani Richardson. He is from my hometown of Waxahachie. He's a true freshman that is starting at safety. If I'm Nick Saban, I want that kid matched up on one of my four
wide
big
receivers.
Dogs. Watch out. Slot guys for Bama against that kid and some of those Aggie DBs. I mean, they're long and they're lean and they're freaks, but they're young. I think Tua's going to pick them apart.
So there'll be an audible tomorrow? Waxahachie.
Hatchie. Yeah, exactly. Hatchie. Boom. Run the slant.
He's on me. I got him.
They can tell that kid they're coming right at him, and he still won't be able to stop him. Is that what you're saying?
It's going to be tough. Yeah. It's going to be really
tough. I don't know how you stop that offense.
Judy and Ruggs play at a different speed than everyone else. I mean, it's like they got the turbo on the video
game.
He's like the third guy.
Yeah. They've got four first-round receivers. They've got a first-round running back. They've got 1-1 at quarterback with Tua, and they've got pros all over the offensive line. Like it's unfair.
They're so good, people forget about a freshman that caught the national championship pass and is now a junior.
Yep.
They forget about
Devontae Smith.
A couple weeks ago, it was, hey, you guys remember this Devontae Smith? Yeah, I kind of do.
Where'd he come from?
He's a five-star, too, I think.
Where'd that guy come from? Jeez. Yeah. And then who's the fourth we're missing? Waddle?
Yeah, well,
Waddle,
know.
Who from Texas.
Texas guy, yep.
Jeez. They're so good.
From H-Town.
And remember, it's not like they can just crap another player. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Exactly. I'll be impressed if A&M covers because they felt weird all season long. All right, there's some other picks from around the country for you. Coming up, we'll get you the big three, and then we will get Kevin's pick on this game with Texas and Oklahoma. Is he picking his Longhorns, or does he like the Sooners and Jalen Hurts? We will find out. Coming up a little later, if you missed the Scottish guy, we'll get you that replay at about 5:45. We are out at 6:30 because we got high school football to get to. Friday night countdown. And also remember, if you don't have the app on your phone, The Horn Austin in your app store, not only to listen to us as you're coming up to Dallas, but so you can follow like 11 different high school teams at one time with our webcasts and stuff. It's unbelievable this season. Check that out as well. We're at Twin Peaks in Addison. You can come check some stuff out here too. 5260 Beltline Road. This is The Horn. All right, rolling through the Friday Roundtable Show. Texas and Oklahoma coming up tomorrow. Glad you joined us. Hopefully everybody is keeping it safe, driving up. I think that rain might be gone, but do be careful getting up here. Aaron's been mentioning the situation around Waco where it always feels like it's under construction. Please be careful. Be patient as you are headed up I-35 to get to Dallas. We're at Twin Peaks in Addison. Let's get you a big three, and then we're going to get Kevin's pick on this game. Here we go.
The big three.
The big three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
Obviously getting you ready for Texas and Oklahoma, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Longhorn Game Day brought to you by Coors Light is at 7 in the morning. Texas X's tent, come see us over there by the museum. If you're hanging back in Austin, go to Pluckers, the Link location for the watch party. And if you're going hunting, or if you're going fishing, or if you got a construction project in the backyard, make sure you got the app, The Horn Austin, in your app store. Be sure to take us with you. Tonight in college football, Virginia at Miami. We'll see if Virginia is worthy of a 20th ranking or better. Colorado's at Oregon for a 9 o'clock kick on FS1. Oregon is the number 13th ranked team in the country. And tonight, the NLCS begins. If you're a fan of the Astros or the Yankees, things would have appeared to open up for you if you can get to the World Series. Obviously, you got to deal with your opponent now, but it's Washington and St. Louis. Let's see how these two teams look tonight. Rocking the red, Anibal Sanchez and Miles Michaelis are the two pitchers in that one. And in the NFL last night, Patriots get a win. Cowboys trying to win in New York against the Jets. Remember, that's a 3:25 kick on Sunday, 2:30 pregame for that one. Houston at Kansas City is a noon kick on Sunday. All right, we're talking a lot of Texas OU. Kevin Dunn back in the studio. Kevin's gone? Oh, he rolled. My bad. I'm sorry. I thought Kevin okay. Oh, he just stepped away. Sorry, stepped
bathroom
away.
Bathroom break.
Bathroom little break. I'm sorry. We'll get
he didn't want to be crass.
We'll get
bathroom
that. Sorry. We'll get Kevin's pick on this coming up. By the way, Brad, let me just make sure for a little extra promotion. Do we have a Twin Peaks thing, a Twin Peaks deal going on for Cowboys Jets?
Yes, Twin Peaks watch party tomorrow. I believe the Stassney Lane location.
Okay, not tomorrow, Sunday.
Oh, today's Friday.
Tomorrow would be
It does feel like a
on y'all start those on like Saturday, the Cowboys watch parties?
Yes, we're so excited. We're going to be out there for 27 hours.
Hey, BK, that Day of Atonement's got you all
man. I am lost. Yes, we're so pumped up for Cowboys-Jets, the marquee game in the NFL this weekend.
No doubt.
We've got to get there a full day early.
Can I ask you a question as a Twin Peaks man? What should I order on the menu because I've never eaten at Twin Peaks?
Man, my favorite thing is the double stack nachos.
Okay.
It's my go-to. It's enough food for like 8 people.
Nice.
And I always it's like a man versus food challenge.
Hell
like
yeah.
I always see if I can finish it myself. I never can, but it's very good.
Okay,
they load them up.
Nice. Hey, BK, I just had BK and Rod, I just had the smoked wings.
Ooh.
I'm a wing guy.
I'm a wing guy, too.
Those were great.
Yeah, the wings
really?
Are solid.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never go wrong with the wings.
Now, they're smoked, and so they're grilled and then smoked. They're real tender. Excellent. A little healthier than your average chicken wing.
I might get both, David.
A little healthier.
No, they are. They actually are.
Not much healthier?
Well, they're grilled, so they're better than
fried.
There you go. That's a wing connoisseur breaking it down to you. He could have gave you just
the
layman's version.
No, that was multi-layered. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I can tell. There's wings being consumed in the Hogan house.
Yeah.
The healthy ones.
The healthy
ones.
The healthy ones.
That's what we're all looking for. Is a healthier anything.
Speak for yourself. I'm looking for less healthy everything.
But for Rod, they have fried ones too. Like, you like
fried
chicken.
Like
fried,
man.
Hey, Rod realizes now I am the only person Rod knows that orders the Chick-fil-A
grilled nuggets.
I'm the only one who orders them.
That's the worst take.
You and Angie.
That is the worst take in the entire world.
You and Angie order those. Yeah, it takes longer, too, because they don't even think people are going to order those. They're like, you really want the grilled nuggets?
Oh, no, they really special it up.
You got to go in the back for those in the freezer, man.
Yep. Yeah.
You got to go to another Chick-fil-A to pick them up and bring them back over there.
It's
you got to go to the Westlake Chick-fil-A, sir. Sorry.
It's a solid product now. Solid product. All right. We are here at the Twin Peaks in Addison, 5260 Beltline Road, getting ready for Texas and Oklahoma. All right, so we've gotten to this point. I usually start asking it about Thursday, but have we missed anything? Any details you guys feel like nobody's covering? Is there a matchup you're not hearing enough about? Is there a backup tight end you love? Is there a safety that's not getting enough mention in this
one? For
who? Aaron, either side.
Either side.
Anything,
either side.
Any ingredient you think has been missed? I mean, we hit this thing from every angle every year, but anything we're missing on a Friday?
Well, you know, one of the things we've done this week, each day we've had a different Oklahoma media member on to kind of talk about that from the Oklahoma side. They're equally concerned with the offensive line to a person, everyone we've talked to. We talked to Ryan the guy, who, the beat reporter from the Oklahoman, was on with us this morning, and he pointed out that Ryan Aber. Their slot corner is a bad tackler. Like I heard him say that.
Oh, like Bradley.
Hiles.
Oh yeah, Hiles.
Bookie Radley Hiles.
That guy does more horns down than anybody on Oklahoma.
Right. And he said, look, he's had a tackling and space problem. And if you're a Texas fan, you should watch for that, because he was being an unbiased Oklahoma reporter, but said, look, I can see how this works with Colin Johnson and Brennan Eagles on the outside. We could have Bookie Hiles lined up on Devin Duvernay. Mm-mm. And that's a real problem. Devin Duvernay's hard to tackle for good tacklers.
He does.
And you know, this is one of those opportunities for Devin Duvernay to create big plays if he's matched up with Bookie doing the horns down. So I would watch for that matchup. And the other one I love is Cosme and Parker Braun on the left side, just wearing out Oklahoma, just wearing them out for four quarters.
Yeah, I love that part of it. And, yeah, back to that matchup. I was thinking about that today, drive it up too. If you can get 6 on 44, you do it. Radley Hiles took a kill shot against Kansas, not wrapping up. By the way, Texas, couple of their guys need to bring those arms. Remember, good tackling does involve arms. Yeah. I have a teenager now, and Aaron, you know this. With kids, sometimes you hug your kids and they won't hug you back. I have to say to her, no, hugs involve arms. Give me some arms. There's no good hug you've ever gotten that didn't involve arms. There's no great tackle I've ever seen that didn't involve arms. That kid does not love to wrap up. I would love to see that matchup. I guarantee you Oklahoma may end up having to call a timeout on that matchup and fix it. I think 6 with that physicality, Rod, that he showed us against Delpit. Brendan Radley Hiles doesn't want to tackle anybody, much less Duvernay.
Well, to the point both you guys are making, right now Devin Duvernay leads the country for FBS wide receivers in forced missed tackles with 14. Basically a running back.
That's a good number.
With the ball in his hands. And I love this number even more. 56% of the time you target Devin Duvernay, just throw it in his direction, it results in a first down or a touchdown. And 61.8% of the time, if you target him or just give him the ball on a rushing attempt, it results in a first down or a touchdown. Yeah. He is unbelievably productive.
And by the way, H position. And Aaron, I don't love Radley Hiles in coverage either. He's 5'9". He doesn't look great so far.
Well, Chad and I, you and I were in the press box last year watching this game. And the Oklahoma fans, you could hear them every time that Colin Johnson was flanked out wide and he had Parnell Motley on him. There was no doubt where they were going.
Yeah,
and Parnell Motley's going to be back on Colin Johnson a lot in this game. Part of me thinks that's why Texas has been so loose this week. They felt very confident. They know these now. They have some new
Colin
guys.
Colin Johnson coming back.
Yeah, Colin coming back. There's just been a quiet confidence. Yeah, we know we can move the ball on these guys, and we feel like we can stop them enough. But yeah, I mean that Colin Johnson on Parnell Motley matchup is big, and then the slot, because Duvernay's Texas's best receiver this year, and he's going to be covered by a guy that could be a liability.
He may be their second best running back.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, like, he looks really good when they just hand him the ball off on a running play. Okay, real quick, one thing to watch though. If you're going to beat Texas, you got to throw the ball on first down. Random nugget here. LSU threw the ball on first down 68% of the time. 285 of Joe Burrow's 471 passing yards came on first down alone. 11 first downs on first down passes. He completed 83% of his passes on first down. So they didn't allow Todd Orlando to take away the run. They abandoned the run on their own.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's not even an LSU Texas thing these days, right?
West
Virginia did it last week, too.
West Virginia fought the same model. Neil Brown's a smart man. He threw it 65% of the time on first down. They only went 9 of 15. But how about this? 3 of the 9 completions went 20-plus yards, and 6 of the 9 completions were 13 yards or more. So, actually, they accomplished what they wanted to do, was move the ball on deep plays. Here's the thing about Lincoln Riley. He runs the ball 62% of the time on first down. Great coaches break tendencies at the right times. We talked about the Patriots,
right? Trend breakers,
Patriots played more man than any other team in the NFL last year, but in the Super Bowl, they played more zone than they played all year long. They ran the only touchdown pass they had in the Super Bowl. They ran 22 personnel, empty formation. Only happened 11 times the entire season last year. All 32 teams, all season long, postseason, whatever. So I think, I know it may be crazy, I think Lincoln Riley's setting Todd Orlando up for the okey-doke. I think he's going to throw it on first down, play action pass, throw it deep early, because he knows, what about Todd Orlando? We all know. He will sell out to stop the run on first down. He always does. And he admits that. And when he does, that's how you get him over the top.
Interesting.
I think that could be both ways, too.
Yeah. Mike Gunn is the only person who did not follow that. He actually ran at 69% on first down coming into that game. Nice. And against Texas, he actually ran at 73% of the time. Against Texas, like, he didn't get it. Neil Brown watched the film. You watched the film, the best down to throw it against Texas on first down.
Yeah.
If Rick and Riley's smart, that's when he does it.
Interesting. All right, Kevin Dunn back in the studio. Kevin, are you about to get out of there, or are you going to be around for six? You need to do your pick now?
No, we can do the pick right now. Sorry, I was escorting Johnny out of here. He's from Dallas, so he's not really sure where to go right
now. Yeah, no, I got you. That's good. All right, before you get out of there, give us your pick on this one.
You know, a week and a half ago, like a lot of y'all, I would have said Texas would have covered 11 or 10 and a half, but I probably would have taken Oklahoma. The more you really look at the matchups, the more this is really even, the more that I'm going to go with the experienced quarterback in this game, and the more I'm going to go with the overall coaching staff and personnel to where I think both the offense and defense will win this game. I think the offense will win it more for Texas, but I'm looking at a very high-scoring game. I heard Aaron talking about it earlier, and you may go with the under. I definitely think you go with the money line at plus 300, but it's taken a little while, and it's not because of fandom, because if anything, I've tried to pick reasons why Texas wouldn't win this game. I think it's 50-50. I'm going to go with Texas, though, to win this thing.
There you go. Kevin taking Texas in this one.
Oh, do we get a score?
Well, he doesn't have to give a score, does he?
Oh, nine details.
So I'm really going to go. Hold on. Let me go Swami here. 97 to 94. No, that's not right.
I thought you were going to go 420 to 69.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
No, I think it'll be 3 to 4 to 5 points around there, and it can go either way. My guess is it'll get to the 40s, and so I'd probably go with the over on that. But I am going to go with Texas by about 3 or 4.
There you go, Kevin Dunn and his pick. Kevin, we appreciate you today, sir, as always. Remember, Kevin and the Wingmen and you are going to be at Pluckers tomorrow, the Link location, 11 o'clock. They will be open and ready to roll for Texas and Oklahoma. Coming up next, if you missed the Scottish guy earlier, we'll get you that replay. If you know anything about him, you know who he's picking, and you know the score. That is coming up. We're at Twin Peaks in Addison. A little bit more to go. We're out at 6:30 for high school football. Hang with us. This is the Horn.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, crap bag on a Friday. If you missed it earlier, we got Scottish guy for you before the Oklahoma game. Here you go.
We don't need no parental guidance here. So let me see if I have this right, Sooners. 114 years of being the biggest d*** on the planet, and now you want to learn respect? In case you missed it, the OU Spirit Coordinator, because that is apparently a real thing, has told all Okie Spirit teams they are not allowed to do the horns down hand gesture. Oh, for f*** sake. Or what? You're gonna kick the Roughnecks and the cheerleaders out of the Cotton Bowl? Give me a big text-sized break. In case you hadn't noticed, this is not an etiquette class. It's not Sunday school. And it's not some gentlemanly, glove-to-the-face, old-school crap. This is Texas OU. Class has nothing to do with it. Your football team and its coaches put the horns down in the team photo if you win, just like Texas and all its fans will put the horns in your face when they win. So stop the PC 2019 bullshit. It's way too late for you to have enough self-respect to get your own hand sign. Stick to what you know and bring it on. All right, Mr. Hurts, it's almost time for you to learn the difference between everything you've seen and something you can't imagine. When the guy that's done this before meets the guy that never has, experience usually matters, and Sam's done it twice. Plus, you don't have the protection, and Roach and Osai are coming. Plus, your defense is a better joke, but still a joke. Plus, there's no Hawaiian kid to save you this time. Now, 1, 2, 3. Puncha losers, puncha losers. You what a filthy, smelly rednecks. Puncha losers, puncha losers. We hate you and you suck, everybody. Puncha losers, puncha losers. You what a filthy, smelly rednecks. Puncha losers, puncha losers. We hate you and you suck. Yes, we hate you. Yes, you suck. Did we mention we hate you? You are losers with no teeth altogether. Oh, you sucks. UT62, scheduling and no dental plan. 3, this is SGHORNSUP.
There you go. If you missed it or you want to check it out again, you can go to Hornet.
I like that song at the end.
Hornet, you like that?
I like that song at the end.
It's like you need a different version sometimes. If you got that Boomer Sooner song in your head all the time, maybe you need alternate lyrics.
Bunch of losers, a bunch of losers.
See, there you go.
Pretty
you
good. Just,
that won't cause a fight tomorrow at all.
I got to tell you, I think that I may sing that yeah. when they do the Boomer Sooner tomorrow. I may sing that. I got a new song, new remix.
You can check out HornFM.com, the Chad and Kevin page. Not only for Scottish Guy, we got the KDTV sheet and Bodie sheet up there to follow college football tomorrow if you're going to veg out on the couch, but also check out the podcast with Kevin and Scipio Tex, or Paul Wadlington if you prefer. Everyone gets a trophy. That new episode is up for you and has been for a couple days. Also check out the 1-0 podcast with Brad and Joe Cook of Inside Texas. That's the 1-0 podcast, and that is on the website as well. You can see that linked at the Trey and BK page. The Middays with Trey and BK page there at hornfm.com. Hey, we've got a little bit more to go. High school football coming up 6:30, Friday night countdown. Anybody got a Westlake Lake Travis thought for me?
They're both very good
at
football. That's my hot take
for Westlake
right
won
there.
This last year, is that right?
Yes, I think Westlake's going to win it this
you
year.
Think Westlake gets it
I think
this
Joe
year?
Would be the guy to ask because Joe's a big man. Part of the high school coverage we've got on the Horn, including Friday night. So, Joe, what's your take on this?
Joe, what's your Lake this year?
Oh, Westlake. I used to coach at Lake Travis, man. I want them to win, but this is how you beat Lake Travis. Beat them in the trenches, and Westlake, this might be the best offensive and defensive line they've had in a decade.
Right.
So Lake Travis has the best player in the matchup.
Yes.
Westlake has the better, like, depth on the
line. Oh, absolutely.
And even that quarterback, they got three of them.
Three quarterbacks. They probably have three rotations they can play at the defensive line, too.
Who the hell's playing three quarterbacks and doing it confidently?
Todd Dodge.
I'm not mocking the man. I'm just saying that's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. No, it's crazy. Digging.
And then if Kevin Dunn's still back in the studio, what's the kid's name that Kevin loves? Klubnik? Chubnik?
Chubnik? Not Chubnik. Chubnik is a guy who's a guard for Alabama right now.
Okay.
Which doesn't
Fair
make
enough.
Their line look like it used to. So you may have a shot here, actually, tomorrow, Chad.
Chubnik?
It's Cade Klubnik, who's a sophomore. They've got Misho, I believe, Joe. And even the third guy in that bat. I mean, they're pretty loaded. I think the MILF Bowl is going to be – if you're going to sit on a MILF Bowl side – well, first off, find the divorcees, but I think Westlake's the side to sit on tonight.
Also, Westlake has the better MILFs and more depth.
Yeah, I think we're better in the trenches, Rod, if you know what I mean.
That is the inside information.
That
you can
is
only
the
find
inside
on
information.
That's why you listen to this show.
No, I'm going to agree with, from Kevin, I'm gonna agree with KD because I've been to that Westlake HEB, and the Real Housewives of Westlake always represent. So
serious.
They are a fantastic bunch of ladies.
Are we giving bulletin board material to the Lake Travis moms tonight?
Oh, yeah. Please, ladies, show up, all right, and show up to impress us.
Is that what's happening right now?
Lots of yoga pants.
Yay. Fantastic. All right, so that's all coming up tonight, 6:30 for Friday Night Countdown. Thanks to everybody who's been a part of it thus far. We got a little bit more to go. I think Kevin's going to head home. Kevin, I appreciate it, brother. I will talk to you on Monday. And a reminder, Kevin and Rod with the postgame show tomorrow from Pluckers, the Link location. They'll be there live watching the games that are on and reviewing Texas and Oklahoma. Kevin, have a good night, man.
You guys have fun. Be safe. And this should be a ball tomorrow, y'all.
Oh, my God, it's going to be great. Yeah, if you love college football, you got to be locked into this one at 11 o'clock tomorrow. A little bit more coming up from Twin Peaks in Addison, 5260 Beltline Road. If you're looking for a place to come and hang out and party a little on the Friday night before Texas OU, this is not a bad place to do it. I'm going to hang out and have a little food and a little dinner when it's all said and done. Maybe mix in a Coors Light, too. How about that? Cha-ching. This is the horn.